Brian here.
Are you quite through, Baruti?
Well, I'm through. I'd rather just deal with questions.
Okay. I know you have a question, but let's give Bertolt, who's the director for BAI, an opportunity to talk. Do you mind?
Oh, just one other thing before Bertolt speaks. I have asked the chair to convene a special meeting of the LSB by Monday so that we can formally approve the budget that's on the table at this point in time. And that's it.
Okay. Bertolt, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, this thing was sent this afternoon while I was leaving work, so I'm not sure exactly about the details of it. But the bottom line is that, you know, this budget basically makes assumptions about revenue that are not realistic because of the fulfillment rate. You know, we have never been good at fulfillment rate because we're not organized, we don't follow through. You know, the level of premiums coming in is unrealistic. You know, I think we need to have a very serious working session with this finance committee, you know, and go over these budget items and compare it to previous year for the past 3-4 years and look at what WBAI is producing. Because for the past 5 years, WBAI has not produced a budget that has been approved by the finance committee or the TND, you know. So, you know, it's kind of almost embarrassing. You know, I would strongly recommend that the finance committee, you know, postpone any consideration of WBAI and reviews this so-called budget that just came in and the cash flow, and convene another meeting so that we have time to go over it. And I will send you by email exactly my issues with that budget or not. Because, you know, it's not possible to go over this budget created with this executive meeting that went on, you know, tonight, you said, Baruti?
The cash flow was worked on today, yes.
Yeah, you know, we need time to go over that. And I'd like to add further that, you know, it's interesting that at the last WBAI meeting, which was like 2 days ago or a day ago, the WBAI LSB chose not to consider the budget and chose to spend an hour and a half on consideration whether or not they're going to remove Steve Brown from the LSB for trying to, whatever, get some signatures or people to register. You know, so I, you know, these are the priorities at the BAI.
Okay.
Hey, can I respond?
Let's kind of make it briefly and brief because then we want to get to questions about the budget, but please.
Well, first thing, it's inaccurate to say that we've never put up a budget that's been approved by the LSB, by the PNB, because that's not true. We have put forth budgets that have been approved by the PNB. We haven't been doing this. It is not true that it's been 5 years because we haven't even been doing this process for the last 5 years. So that's inaccurate. It's also, Bertolt may not have been at the National Finance Committee meeting, but Lonnie has stated a couple of times that he's going to send someone to New York to assist with increasing the fulfillment rate. So that's why the rates have changed. So that's something that's been discussed more than one time at National Finance Committee meetings as to how the fulfillment rate is going to be increased, you know, locally. So, you know, this is just a misrepresentation of the facts.
Brian here.
Okay. Brian's going to speak, but there appear to be some issues that are up about the BAI's budget, and we will consider this again next Wednesday because we don't have a budget now. But Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just to clarify for Bertolt, no one's asking us to vote on this budget this week, and you haven't been on all the calls, but I think we've actually given BAI's finances quite a bit of scrutiny. We kicked back the LSB's proposal that it get a 3-month extension. At our last meeting, we went in detail over the draft budget, shot feedback, and asked for more supporting detail, and now we're looking at some of that supporting detail, and the discussion is going to continue next week. So, I mean, if you want the budget to have scrutiny at a national level, get in the mix here. You're part of this committee. I had a question on what is row 21 in my spreadsheet. It's your transmitter grants and on-air fundraising line. You've got $85,000 there in September, $108,000 in April. Are you showing the expense of doing the transmitter upgrade in the same year?
Sorry, Brian. First of all, we really haven't been able to look at the budget. We've constantly put it off, and the reason why is because we asked for this cash flow. So when you're talking about your line on transmitter, you're looking at the budget that Lonnie sent.
I'm looking at the cash flow.
Okay,
the cash flow he sent out today. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Lonnie, he handled the transmitter part of the budget, so he'll have to answer that part.
Point of order.
$25,000 in September.
Point of order?
Sure. Dave?
I don't know if Ryan's clarification to Berthold about what's being asked of this changes his motion, but I thought he made a motion to postpone this until our next meeting.
Who? Berto? Well, he said the clarification is that we're talking about it now, but there's no way we can actually approve it. Because
I understand that, but what I was asking was whether Berthold wanted to postpone this discussion as a result of not having had a chance to look at these data yet. And if so, then I thought he had made a motion to postpone, and we should be deciding whether or not to postpone.
Berthold, what is your plan?
I mean, Dave is accurate. You know, this budget was sent to me at work at 5:30 as I was leaving. I didn't see it. I mean, I opened it, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
I have a question. This is Jane.
Just a second. Let's restart. Is this concerns whether we should continue this discussion or? Is this
well, yeah. I think
please.
It's too late. Sorry. In the consolidated budget that Lonnie sent out, WBAI beginning on line 660, is that not the budget that we have had? I'm just asking for clarity on what am I looking at here. Is this different from what was sent out last week? I didn't get a chance to look at the file.
It's substantially the same. It differs by about $15,000.
Well, okay. See, that was the point. I do variances analysis and put in the columns, and it was sent out today, so I didn't have a chance to put those things in there, so I don't know what the difference is on this.
Yeah, it's the same one we've had for the week. It hasn't changed very much.
But can we just have Berto, maybe if we could just compromise and discuss that we will continue this discussion on this when all of us, including myself, has a chance to like look at this and do so I can see what the changes are by quarter and by year. And then those of us, because we discussed this before we came online, each one of us were kind of like looking at it and discussing it along with each other before we even came on the call. So that's why anything that I might say is because of the previous discussions that I had about this. But can we just kind of go over what we have and know that we're going to discuss this in detail, and perhaps it'll change by next Wednesday anyway. But in terms of just a foothold, in terms of what they're trying to do here, if we could just kind of go over this and then move out, that would be if we could just do that, that would be great, I think.
That would be fine with me. Can you forward this to my home address so that I can get a chance to at least look it for 2 minutes?
Yes.
Lonnie?
I need an email address. Let me just see if I can jot it down. What's your email address?
Kalu, K-A-L-O-U.
Then what, slowly for me?
K-A-L-O-U. Design. At Earthlink.net.
L-O-U.
K-A-L-O-U. Design. At Earthlink.net.
Okay, at Earthlink.com.
At net.
At net, sorry. K-A-L-O-U, design, at earthlink.net.
Yes, please.
Okay, for
the next 20 minutes, then he's going to change it.
Yeah, okay, I'll forward you the materials, Bertha.
Thank you.
Okay, Brian has a question. Did we get this question answered? It was about the transmitter income.
Let me forward it.
Well, mine is also doing this. We have this discussion about the cash flow on the list support prior to coming on the stream. And I had a question in here, and Baruti understands the question. So I'll just ask it again once Lonnie has an opportunity to answer the transmitter question.
I'm trying to forward the first item. Let me do that first, Bert. I'll just get one item, the cash flow, to you.
Thank you.
And that is coming now. And then I'll send the other item, which I've done. But cash flow is the one that's under discussion. On the issue of the transmitter, how those are structured is that the CPP grant involves a grant of $85,000, and that money is forwarded to you when the station accepts the grant and states its intention to produce a plan for HD conversion. And a grant also requires a match of $108,000, because the HD conversion costs about $160,000 to $180,000. So each grantee is allowed a year to raise the match or so. And
I get that, Lonnie. Let me just cut to my question here. You've got $85,000 coming in a match in December. You're only showing $25,000 in spending on the transmitter line. Understand that there will be an outstanding $78,000 obligation on that match?
Yeah. What they're going to do, yes, that's true. They're spreading the cost over to fiscal, which makes sense. Because they, you know, CPP says they've got ways you can spread the cost and pay for the transmitter on installment. But what it does say is that they're going to overmatch on their drive. They're going to go on the air and ask the listeners to support the HD transfer the HD transmitter, and they're going to ask the listeners to help with some of their other capital and infrastructure needs, like they need a $50,000 new phone system. So they're going to combine this HD transmitter with an overall infrastructure upgrade and ask the listeners to support it. So they feel they can raise more than the match. And although we just have a match there now, they feel they can raise more.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand the cash flow right.
And the cash flow
you're showing them starting the year with an opening bank balance of $86,000, closing the year $11,844 in the hole with an additional $78,000 obligation on that match. They've taken in restricted income, spent it on operating, and now they have a match obligation ending the year as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're a match obligation for 2009. They're going to spread it over a year.
What's happening to the money you told us they owed you? Is that being paid back under this cash flow?
Yeah, you can see it line. You can see it line 38. WBI legal debt obligation, $50,000.
You said it was $150,000 totaling levies that are in arrears and legal fees that the national office has paid.
Yeah, their plan is to pay back a portion of that as a part of this budget.
Line 53.
Yeah, line 38.
No, 53 explains how much is being paid back and what the total is.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's part of the plan, yeah. And see what can be done. The LSB also passed a motion and connected with a budget that maybe Brudy could explain, because it will affect perhaps cash flow too.
Brudy, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Was there a question for me, or was Lonnie?
I would say, Brudy, that the LSB was very concerned about the proposals in this cash flow do have a 5% salary reduction for all staff. There's also in this cash flow statement and in the budget, of course, the assumption that union increases will not, in fact, occur while the station is going through the financial distress that it is. So that's reflected in this cash flow, and these things are necessary in order to make the cash flow work, to make the budget work. And so you're seeing those items identified in the cash flow. If the station and the changes were, the questions came up around fulfillment. Why would the assumption around fulfillment be higher than what past performance has indicated? Well, here's some of the things that are on the table. One is that the last time WBAI got its fulfillment rate up to 83%, it was because Phil Ostergator from our station and the station itself focused on it, concentrated on it, and moved it from 78 at the time to 83, I think it was.
And when did this happen, Lonnie, just for information?
Well, it 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay, so it was like 2004?
Yeah, he went out for 2 weeks and went through procedures with their staff on basically how to move the invoices out quickly and how to deal with pledges that were outstanding. Remember, you not only got current pledges, but you had a backlog, too, of outstanding pledges. That's the unredeemed pledges and also lapsed memberships. So he went through the whole thing with them, and their fulfillment rate shot up to 83%. And then it started to move downward. As you know, that's what's being added to the mix, which gives them greater cause for optimism. The second thing, I think I've mentioned this on the call before, Bernard is going to supervise the fulfillment department directly, and he feels that that will help. He's also he did this last year too, and it worked. So he's going to do it again this year, which is not have the programmers choose the premiums. So he'll choose the premiums himself, reduce the number of premiums and the cost, and that will speed up fulfillment because you have fewer premiums. But if you have 100 premiums or 200 or 300 premiums, obviously the fulfillment is more difficult if you only had 100. So that's also in the mix in terms of speeding up the fulfillment rate. So there are plans. Some of them do have a track record on one level. And so what's new is the program director directly supervises the fulfillment department.
Just curious, this is LaVarn. So do other stations have, so Bernard's position is program director, so he's going to choose the premiums. Do other stations who have successful fulfillment rates, is that the process that they use? Brian, what do we do here at KPFA?
That's an interesting question. That's a very interesting question. I want to know the answer to that one, too. But what I can glean, and I don't know for sure, maybe other folks can speak up. Terry, do you know what they do at K? I know what he did at A.
The development director at K, the development director is the manager of the subscriptions department. So it runs through development, I believe.
I can point out programmers will pull their strings in order to try to get premiums, and then they propose those, but they have to get approval on premiums in order for them all to be entered into a database that tracks the number as they're as they're obligated, and so that we don't overgive on a particular premium. So premiums have to be approved, and there is a deliberate effort to keep the number within reason.
Can I get on the stack?
Phil created the KPFA system, and that's the system he will be working with WBAI on. And his the rule is no premium should cost more than 10% of the ask of the solicitation amount. That keeps the cost of premiums low. Keep the number of premiums offered low, so your fulfillment rate is speeded up, and you have less administrative burden just trying to get those premiums out to people. Speed up the invoicing process, because that brings the pledges in quicker. And customer support. A person calls, says, I didn't get my premium. Then you act on that. I had the general manager at WBAI call major donors. They're part of the process, too, thanking them personally for gifts over a certain amount. Personal touch, personal calls. A whole array of techniques he recommends and uses. Then there's a mail the mail component of it all. He advises them how to get the mail drop done. How, if they want to do telemarketing, with the pros and cons. We did some telemarketing on some shows and a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Can I get that, please?
Please, Baruti.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I wanted to what was mentioned. I'm not sure if I mentioned it because I've had a couple of budget discussions today. But what the LSB approved as it relates to the amendment to the approval of the budget, which we never got a chance to finalize, was that if the station overproduces, in other words, exceeds goal and generates additional surplus, those funds would be used to bring people back up to their salary, the pre 5% cut, and also go in different increments to bringing on a full-time development director, and hopefully at some point, if we got far enough into the black, whereby folks could get their full salary, their 4% increase, and we would have the development director's funds available. But there was a proposal that was passed by the full board by which, should the station move into the black, further into the black, that we would restore cuts that were made to staff. So there's a recognition that, you know, staff is being making a sacrifice, but we wanted to make them whole as soon as possible.
Brian here.
Yeah, Brian, then I would like to speak.
Lauren,
go ahead, Brian.
Faridi, if that's your understanding with the budget, I think that needs to be made explicit when it's presented to us, because as far as I'm concerned, if we approve spending at a certain level and you all outperform, you have $350,000 in outstanding obligations to the national office, and you have a cash reserve requirement as well. I would not automatically expect BAI to start goosing up salaries before it took care of those things. I mean, they threaten the stability of the station and the network, y'all not having any cash in the bank. I mean, right now the cash flow, based on the budget you've shown us, shows you ending the year with negative cash, still about $300,000 of money owed to the national office, and you've basically taken restricted money for this transmitter match and spent it on operating. Because you took in $85,000 from CPB, you only spent $25,000 for the intended purpose, and you don't have any money left in the bank. I mean, this is not a good situation.
This is Dave. Hello?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Baruti, any response, and then Dave. Also, I wanted to make a point. I'm sorry, Dave, just let me make a point before you, but Baruti?
Yes?
Would you like to respond on that? Or?
Oh, no, I'm taking all that under consideration. I mean,
okay.
There was a motion passed that we were going to circulate, but I understand Brian's, I mean, those are legitimate concerns that he raised. We didn't see it as, you know, boosting salaries. We were just really trying to at least make them whole. But the first step would be to bring them back to the 5% cut. We wanted to restore the cuts, but I appreciate the analysis that shows, that recognizes the serious amount of debt that we have to the national office.
Okay. And the other was on, I'll let you go ahead, Dave, and I'll speak last. Go ahead.
Well, I was just to sort of amen to what Brian said. That was what I'd been waiting to comment on, which was, you know, I think that one of the things CTV is trying to do by offering this HD conversion money is, or more generally, what Ubiquiti is trying to do is get people to buy these receivers because there's programming, and they're using CPB funding as a way to induce stations to go that route. Now, in the case of Houston, it was a good thing for them because it helped them buy a transmitter they needed anyway. But in the case of BAI, I mean, I can see that it might be something they'd want to do to add channels, although I do think there are other ways to add distribution that are cheaper and more effective, but Brian's point is the one I was concerned about, which is if you're using that cash as a stopgap for a cash flow problem, it's not a cash flow problem, it's an income problem, and you're using it to fund current operations, then you're basically, you've got a double whammy, which is you've got to make that match later to keep the money you had, not owe it back, plus you've got to find that extra money somewhere to be able to spend it. And I think that's exceedingly dangerous. It's effectively a loan, and I'm not very comfortable with it. I'm very interested to hear what other people here think, but I think it's a pretty great concern, and I'm not ready to say yes to that mechanism until I've heard a lot more reassurance.
Let me ask that.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, I hear how people are analyzing it, but let me give you another way of looking at this. It's very much like what Kay is doing, actually. Kay is also getting a transmitter. But what they're saying is that we can raise money not only for that transmitter, but other infrastructure needs, in this case, an elevator, ADA. So the opportunity for stations in this, not just the radio, but the
Just a second.
There? Yeah, are we there?
Are you there? Okay.
Anyway, the opportunity for stations in here is to make the listeners aware of their overall infrastructure needs and raise more than the match. So you effectively raise your operating income over and above the match. And that's acceptable. That's
right.
Many nonprofits do.
That's the second line. Is that you, Terry?
That'd be fine. I'm on a conference call that I need to go to.
You need to leave now?
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm taking it. I'll finish. I was also doing it, so I'll send it to you. Okay, Lonnie, please.
But, Lonnie, here's the issue. None of us are disputing that you're showing that you're raising $108,000 for the transmitter there, but you're not spending it on the transmitter.
Let Lonnie continue. And Lonnie, if you could kind of, like, be brief, because we need to...
Yeah, I'm going to address this point. The point is, are you taking operating money from a grant and making a loan? No. And the reason is that the operating grant is restricted, so you're not using it for operating. What is in the WBI's budget is $125,000, which was the target that the station was supposed to use for. You take away the $150,000, you have the $125,000. And that's they will have $125,000 half a month. And that's what you see underneath these numbers is the $125,000 is in place, as was the goal. And the dollars that are above that are not operating dollars. Those are grant dollars. And that's why you see it. You can't ignore grand dollars. You have to show them in the budget. And they're restricted, so you can't use it for operating.
But we're looking at cash here.
Yeah, and cash can be misleading because it looks like you're using it for operating. But
sorry.
In terms of how you spend it, you can't use it for operating. You can use the funds. If you take away the grant money, you have about $125,000 in the budget.
I get that cash can be misleading, but on payday, it's what you need to make payroll. And you're showing negative cash at the end of the fiscal and increased obligations.
Yeah, that's true. But $11,000 is not a stupendous cash deficit. They have a negative cash deficit, even though they have reserves.
So this is debt. You're starting the cash flow with your opening balance.
Yeah,
and you're ending with negative money. It's more than a deficit. It's debt.
Yeah, but I'm saying that for 8 or 9 months to address the $11,000 issue, that's all you can expect the station to do. They got a 9-10 month warning, and they know what the amount is they have to raise and make up. So what we have to do is see how well they, in fact, can wipe out the $11,000 by in 8 or 9 months. So that remains to be seen, but I don't think you have to reject an entire budget over $11,000.
Okay. Is there anyone else would like to speak?
Well, this is LaVarne. Just a couple of things. The point on that Brian has made and on beginning an opening bank balance of $86,000 and going to $11,000, that means that you're not attempting to manage the even a half month of reserve, and it continues with the debt to the national office. So, you know, it's good to see that there's that you're looking at possible recovery in terms of restoring salaries. And the other question I guess we can go is, like, salaries across the board. And I see that's your decision, but I guess there would be other options I could see for salary reductions versus, you know, across the board. But in terms of class of salaries, you know, staff versus management, but that's just an idea. And the other
last, LaVarne, please.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, just quickly. Yeah, the 5%, you're right. We're not really telling them how to achieve that 5% savings. So it's up to management to determine how they save that. It's not necessarily across the board item. It's just the budget reflects a 5% savings, which could be done in any combination of staff reductions, pay rate changes, and so forth. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. And the other.
Oh, wait. So the cash flow is not showing the salary reductions in the budget.
No, it does. You said it does, but it just doesn't show where or how. That's
right.
A new budget.
No,
it doesn't show it in this one. It doesn't show in what Lonnie sent us. This is new.
Right. It is reflected in there, but it's in other words, everybody may not lose 5%. It could be some positions be eliminated. Some people may get more. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
I get that for Rudy. Here's my. I'm just looking at a note at the bottom of the cash flow right now. It says if we assume 5% salary reductions from November to September, savings would be $73,000. Does that mean that cash flow is projecting as if no salary reductions took place?
Well, it's reflecting no salary increases and a 5% reduction.
So the cash flow is taking the reduction into account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, So then I understand the point you're saying is it's the direction in terms of how it's going to be achieved. So that will be shown. We'll see that in the budget for next Wednesday. The other point is that we were talking about the listener support and the drives, and we discussed this a little again before we came on the air, is that the January, February drive and the July and the May drive both have a fulfillment rate in fiscal 08 of 73%, and that is not realistic and for an overall 80% fulfillment rate. But to say that the fulfillment on the January drive in cash will be 73%, and then the fulfillment on the May drive at 73%, you know, one of those numbers is not correct. And we discussed this earlier, so I think you need to do a correction on that one item for sure on your cash flow.
Back to Andrea, see what she can do.
Okay.
She knows those flows better than anybody, I guess, but your point's well taken. She should look at it.
Okay. And again, doing the cash flow, it's that we really, so any change, so the other request is that any changes that come in on Monday, and we are having a meeting on Wednesday, if we could get them as soon as possible. It doesn't have to be in the final, I mean, it has to be in the format so we can use, so that we can actually look at this, and particularly Bertolt needs to see it, because this is, BAI is the big issue here. And again, you know, you had said that you'd looked at you're going to look at the fulfillment rate and try to get help. Now, we looked at the mail drop for BAI, the May mail drop, and it showed, I believe, I don't have it here, but if I can recall the numbers, it, I think, had spent $52,000 and only pulled in $22,000, and that was since May. So when you look at fulfillment and trying to get up your cash flow from listener support, we have to really reevaluate mail drops because, it's you know, not even getting 100%. I mean, not even getting, you know, break even rather on mail drops. This is not a strategic decision, a good financial decision to do mail drops if you're expecting not to even achieve, even 20%. I would think would be minimum on a return on a mail drop. But you're already in the hole by about $30,000 in the fiscal year ends in how many days? 10. So, you know, mail drops then, I would need Indra, your business manager, to look at that very carefully, and that doesn't appear to be the decision or the way to go at BAI. And the other things, as I said, I'd need more time to look at those, but those are the items that we had kind of talked about earlier. And that's it for right now. So are there other points, questions?
Well, there is one other. I'm not putting it out for debate. I'm just putting it out for notation. The LSBs, both for both Debbie and I, and perhaps other, even Kay, producing their own ideas and notions about how the budgets ought to go once approved. And, you know, we've got two or three examples before us. When we are looking at it next week, Mm-hmm. For example, if we just came upon the issue whether LFB is recommending that the first dollar be used for restoration of cutbacks. My question would be for us is, well, what do we do with that as a finance committee?
I'm sorry? Did someone wish to speak? What do we do with it? I think it's, you know, we're getting into the governance issues here. I think that the LSB, you know, if there's expertise on the LSB in terms of finance, that's very good. And Baruti does have expertise there for BAI. But in terms of, you know, like their recommendations and on operations and how they need to, you know, what are the first priorities, I think that's working with their management at the station. Then, I mean, they can offer that advice. But I think management in terms of making the decision on how to move the budget, you know, and the choices to make, it's management's decision. And in the end, the LSB has the responsibility of evaluating not only the general manager, but the program director and all the others who have made these choices. So that's ultimately, I believe, where the LSB's responsibility is, but not in directing the staff on the next step in terms of restoration of budgets because of what had to be produced. Because again, you know, WBI, this is a serious situation. This isn't something we're just trying to, like, you know, throw around numbers and move numbers around. This is very serious because what impacts BAI and particularly this big debt to the national office impacts the foundation. And as someone said, I hate to quote folks about the weakest link, you know. So therefore, you know, we really, really have to take this seriously. And I think this cash flow is really, really a wonderful step to move toward that. We just need more time to consider it. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Are there other comments, discussions? How do we want to move on?
Yes. I have a few questions.
Sure, Bertel, please.
This is Berto. I see $36,000 in direct mail renewal plus another mail drop of $45,000. There are no precedents in the direct mail renewal of $36,000. So we're kind of relying on mail drop and mail renewal for a total of $81,000. You know, I mean, is that prudent? Then you have another black tie affair in December, projecting $30,000. So we're coming up with $100,000 of income or revenue that has no precedent. You know, and I don't mean to be pessimistic or whatever, but we've been trying to organize a whole bunch of these things, events at places pretty sophisticated that have given us free space, and we have not really been successful. And yet now here we are projecting $30,000 on one event, a black tie affair, and another $70,000 in mail order. Lonnie and Baruti, can you comment on that?
Well, the black tie affair, as I was talking with the folks, is that it's tied in with the WPSW December 15th affair, and there'll be a simultaneous black tie affair going on in New York, and the headliners there are Amy, there'll be a Peace and Justice Award dinner where Amy Goodman will be honored, and they're looking at Randall Robinson, they're looking at John Conyers is confirmed to receive an award. And they're talking to Michael, you're talking to, Hippo guy.
Comparanti?
God, why can I, I'm so embarrassed, I can't remember his last name.
Ratner?
No, Michael, the Sicko guy. Michael.
Who, what guy?
Michael Moore, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting, like. They're talking to him about being headlined. Now, and other stations are looking at it, too. That is quite a draw for stations that want to hold simultaneous local major donor dinners, you know, small dinners, 50, 100 people, because they could get a webcast feed from the WPSW event. And that would boost up attendance and boost up interest. So the idea is that maybe the black tie have a better chance of success than maybe a standalone event. What was the other question, Bertold?
So you are planning on charging $300 a plate because 30,000, you just mentioned like 100 people, so that's $300 a plate.
Yeah, well, KPFA just did this. Levant, how did they do this? They just did this Sunday. Peace and Justice Award Center.
Oh.
They've been doing it for 3 or 4 years.
What do you want to know about it, Lonnie?
Yeah, how do those affairs turn out? You know, do they produce revenue?
Well, you know, they're principally cultivation events. The net on the event itself is very small, and then your development director makes follow-up calls to people who were there, and that brings in a little bit more money, and you're hopefully planting the seed for people to make consideration for KPFA and their wills. So
yeah.
The dividends on event fundraising is really long-term. It's about building relationships with your donors. You're never going to see a huge net on the events themselves.
Wait a minute. So I wasn't aware there was an event on Sunday. See, if there's development work that's done by, I guess, the IGM, definitely has not involved me as a PNB member or an LSB member. So was there an event on Sunday? That's news to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd like to also add, I see 4 special events projections. And I understand that, you know, they are planned, well, it says 4, but there are 3 in there, and they are planned in April, so that gives plenty of time to plan them for $5,000. April, August, and September, August and September right behind each other for another $15,000. You know, it's like, to me, it's, you see, that's why I need to go over this, because this is reaching out, or outreaching, you know, like, you know, these are, you know, well wishes. You know, there are no precedent for it, you know, and without trying to slide the WBAI, we're not organized. We don't get along, we don't plan, we have been talking about this forever. The Black Tie Affair, I've been talking about that forever. I'm glad it's posted here finally. Is it going to be materialized, or is it just wishful thinking, things that we're just plugging in there? I guess that comes to strategy plan, so never mind. You know, I'm just pointing out to everyone that there are a lot of things here that just are new, and how successful they're going to be, I guess that's part of a budget, but there are no precedents to them, and should we be more prudent?
Point of privilege?
Sure, Dave.
Yes.
I need to leave the call. Before I do, I just want to correct. I emailed people. I said on the stream, I had an off by one error in calculating our fund drive days. So each one was one day longer than I thought, and it's 49 days. And Brian, on that thing you responded to me, I got the date wrong on the first one. It was 14 days. So 49 days for the record. And I have to go. So thank
Dave,
you very much.
Quickly, before you leave, Dave, can you email?
Yes.
You said you had some other ideas that could generate money that were less expensive or less costly than the doing the transmitter. If you could email me, I mean, I don't know how you want to share it, but if you could share that with me.
It's distribution of MP3s, the way many stations are doing it, basically along the lines of what KPFA is doing with their War Comes Home project. But I will definitely email you about it. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you, Dave. Okay, so...
Brian here.
Sure.
I guess I'm just curious, Bertold, because you guys are at the same station, but you clearly have two different points of view. I hear you raising some concerns about the revenue forecast, which I share. I want them to be realistic.
Uh-huh.
The conundrum I have is we have a bad situation at BAI in terms of the money coming in and the expenses, and a lot of those expenses are fixed. You're not going to change your transmitter rent or your studio rent. What are you proposing as a solution? Because we can't just flash the station's money down to the point where it can't operate. but clearly we also have to balance the budget with realistic revenue forecast numbers. So help me out here. What solution would you propose?
Well, you know, it's fine. You know, I understand your question. I understand you, and I'm sure Varuni has lots of ideas. But you know, let's kind of like stick to what we're discussing here, and then what I want to do is that
I'd like to answer
really
that.
Go more into
no,
this.
No, he might have some great ideas.
Oh, I'm sure I know he does. but go ahead.
So we just wanted to.
We can get into
Just wanted to.
You know, quickly. You know, Steve Brown, you know, discussed individual. A couple of years back, put an ad in the Nation magazine. And then it was like a advertising gig. And within like 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, I don't remember the details, we brought in a net of $30,000-something.
WBAI has an ad in this week's Nation magazine already.
Yeah. And also, you know, so that was the idea was this was a pilot plan, and then we would go, you know, after all those different magazines, and if this works, we could market it and go further with that, and also build membership so that people would give you some information so that you can email them and get in touch with them to try to bring them, for example, to this Black Tie Affair. Which is the worst of the media, where you bring all these people in, so that's a great idea. My question is $30,000. It's being planned for December. We are in mid-September. I don't know. There were some producers at BAI who also wanted to go back to, there's a place called the Palladium. In the 70s and 80s, it was a big disco thing, and a lot of people were getting old. They were, that producer, Ibrahim Gonzalez, was going to get together with everyone and see if everybody got along well. We would figure out how to plan it, work hard, to have every month or every other month some going back to, you know, blah, 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 a selective thing where we could raise a lot of money. Like, basically, it's like a party. You try to get a place, a Palladium, whatever, and raise money. He's connected to the Spanish community. He's connected to the disco community, old folks. And these are some of the ideas. But the problem is, Brian, is that, you know, and I'm going to say, and this is political, after Steve Brown did that thing on that ad on The Nation, he was accused of being racist because he has reached out to the so-called white group of people, middle class, whatever, were in The Nation, assuming that no black people were reading The Nation. So these are the kind of stuff that are telling me that I am not confident that these initiatives that are good initiatives are going to work. I am a little worried about the mail drop adding to the direct mail. The fulfillment rate should be higher, and it could be higher. There has been a lot of effort, again, by a bunch of us trying to raise the fulfillment rate. But because of riffraff at the station, there was never any real follow-up, you know, or any plan on following up after the fund drive. So when Lonnie talks about somebody who is an expert coming to the station, that expert is going to have to work with a whole bunch of people. He's going to have to plug a lot of holes. So, you know, so Brian, as you hear that frustration in my voice from the beginning, and then you're mentioning that I do not participate as much in those meetings, has to do with a lot of these things. There's a lack of professionalism that could put these plans into effect properly, and they could work. New York City has like 20 million people around here. You know, we could bring in some money. But, you know, so that's, you know, and so on and so forth. You can call me. I'll give you millions of ideas, you know, extraordinary that could work.
My concern,
you know what I'm saying?
That's difficult.
But like, for example, the fulfillment rate, you know, a real effort to raise it would work. But, you know, people are always playing politics and not really focusing on being professional managers. You know, so these are some of the ideas. These ideas have been floating around, by the way, Brian, for the past 4 or 5 years. And I know Burdi said we haven't been around for 5 years. For the past, from whenever, since the LSB started, they've been floating around. We've been trying to work them out.
Okay.
This is Baruti. I just wanted a point of clarification. First, I know we shouldn't be referring to anybody at the station as being riffraff. And as told to the Steve Brown, he did put an ad in the Nation, but it was for a 6-month membership, which was against the bylaws. And it was for $25, which there was no $25 membership at the time. So people were complaining about it because it was inconsistent with the rules of memberships at the station within the foundation. So it wasn't like people were mad. People were saying, well, why would we offer a high income audience a discount membership that we don't offer to other people? And why offer a 6-month membership, which was in violation of the bylaws? So there were people. So it's not as clear cut. People didn't like who he was going after. It wasn't done in the way in which we thought was consistent with what the station and the foundation should be doing.
We'll discuss that later. I'll send some emails backing up what I said. And I wasn't talking about people from the station.
I'm not so concerned about the blame game. I think you've raised legitimate concerns about the budget, about its revenue projections. I share many of them. My question is, what solutions are you proposing? Because that's what we're dealing with here. We need to come out of this with a better budget. It needs to be revenue from somewhere or cuts from somewhere that are not going to drastically affect the station's ability to operate. And those are the only two things that should be on the table right now. I mean, do you think BAI can incorporate more magazine advertising-based fundraising into its budget in a way that will realistically produce more revenue? I mean, if you all can agree on that, let's get it into the budget. If not, let's find somewhere to cut. But there's no point to hurling accusations at each other about stuff that happened 4 years ago right now.
You know, let's get moving because, you know, I think Finance Committee is, I mean, we need to, again, I mean, the point you're making, you need to make sure we all do it. You know, look at concrete ways to actually assist in this whole BAI budget because it has not been successful. I mean, clearly the cash flow, I mean, here that we have shows like beginning in 86, ending with a minus 11, still not a half-month reserve. There's still a risk. There's still a debt to the national office. And again, any risk to BAI is a risk to the foundation. So, you know, we need to move. And as far as you're talking about fundraising things and things to do, like you said, you know, I just found out from Lonnie, which is that there is a fundraising something on Sunday for KPFA, and I'm still not aware of what happened, you know, what was raised or who was invited or where it was held. So in terms of LSB and development and fundraising for KPFA, I mean, if all members of the LSB is not involved in trying to do fundraising, then this chore that everyone tells us that we have to do, how can we do it if we're not involved in it? But let's just move to where, you know, is, I think, an action item versus a motion out of this for BAI, or Lonnie, what are your thoughts in terms of how we should move forward on the BAI budget?
Well, you know, I still take that the LSB has to act. I think they're the parties that have to act in this and reviewing the budget and signing off or not signing off on that budget. So I don't think we have much choice but allow them to go ahead and do that with the, you know, by the 24th, or they will not do it one way or the other. And we meet on Wednesday and see where we stand from there. I don't see a point of a motion at this point, you know.
Okay, very good. Okay, so are there other questions, comments about BAI?
Based on that, this is Brian, based on that cash flow, I'm going to have a very hard time voting for the budget as it stands if it's going to end the year with negative cash, debt to the national office, and an outstanding obligation on grant money that's already been spent.
I can't see
anything but imminent catastrophe in that scenario.
A question for Lonnie.
Sure.
Lonnie? The outreach in progressive magazines of all sorts, of all, you know, creed. You remember how that worked, you know, 2 years ago? Whatever modification we can make to it or adjustment, how could that work in this budget? The ad in the papers, the getting some membership or non-membership or contribution for whatever to, you know, ad in those papers. You know,
Well, you know, I remember, I think it was 2.5 years ago, Steve Brown did exactly the same thing. He had a full-page ad this time on the back of Nation magazine. And I think the return on it was about $25,000. But nobody did the analysis of the members coming in, how many there were, whether or not there was that high turnover rate, did we lose them? So I don't know. I just remember how much was made, but it did not, wasn't replicated. They didn't do it again. So at this point, I don't know how effective it would be, or, you know, doing it again or doing it on a regular basis. I just don't know. But stepping back, just one other thing I wanted to say, that whatever ideas we come up with, none of them are easy solutions, because on the one hand, you want a budget that works and you want it to be reasonable. Everybody certainly does. But, what people found when they're looking at these budgets is, do you cut staff even more and destroy morale and perhaps the capacity to produce revenue and send the station in a spiral because bad morale and fewer staff people? Or do you, come up with a budget that's not great, but it gives the station some sort of chance of slowly pulling themselves out of a hole bit by bit? And what I think is that you have to have a 3-year budget where you can show the ability to move out of a hole and move back to structural solvency. But none of them are easy. I'm just saying that the trade-offs are no easy answers. No easy answers.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. So shall we move to the national office? We want an update on that. Oh, I'm sorry. We already discussed it, the whole direct mail and renewals, and I don't see the expenses related to that. But when you update the cash flow, basically we'd like to see the expenses related to the mail drops. And, again, the information you had sent on the BAI was that there was an expense of $55,000. You only had returns of $22,000. So even mail drops are, as a strategy, it seems to be the success rate is certainly not something that it looks like we should invest in at WBAI, unless there's a big turnaround between now and
I have to disagree at this point, but anyway, mail drops in general have been very successful. That's also part of that report. If you look at it, we're getting a 20% return on mail drops. WBI's mail drop did not perform, and it's a real mystery trying to figure out what happened there. But we never seldom have a mail drop that fails. That's why people do them, because they generally are successful if you can keep the cost low, and generally that works. The mail drops that we are doing, and there's 2 or 3, is part of the stuff I sent out. So you can have a look and see what a typical return is. The question at WBI was whether or not to try it again. And the idea is that our mailing house is doing an analysis of that mail drop.
But currently, was that May? I can pull it up here.
The May mail drop did not perform. We take that.
And the expenses were $55,000 and the return was $22,000, and this is the money.
Yes, I know. I sent it out to everybody.
So that's the point that I'm making.
Well, the question is our mail drops worth trying again at WBI? That's the question. And part of the answer I'm suggesting depends on why it failed. And the answers that we're getting partially back that were encouraging was remember, these are acquisition mailing lists. These are not the BAI mailing lists. These are people who never heard of WBAI.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was that a number of mailings apparently went on during that same month. Phil and I think they used a stale mailing list, because we were mailing to a list that we don't normally mail to, so it was an untested list. But it was also the case that the list was stale. If you've been on mail to 5 times in the month of September and you get one from WBAI, yeah, that one probably went into the trash.
But this was a BAI signal area that it was sent to?
Yeah, it was a regional mailing.
I think that we should consider, if you send it to, you send it out to BAI signal area and people do not send funds in, there's also a message there. I mean, I think we
This is
a message on programming.
Hi, WBAI. This is acquisition totally to the New England region.
Yeah.
So a lot, as I said, a lot of people never heard of WBAI that we're being mailed to. Okay. And it was the attempt to build up a regional support for WBAI by making people in a given region aware of the station. And the idea was to market WBAI as the voice of progressive radio, say, in the New England area.